Welcome to Rafa Said It Here, a show about everything and anything that happens in our lives that impacts our mind, body, and spirit. I am so glad that you're joining us today. Welcome to the show. Hey, you guys. Welcome back to Rafa Said It Here. My name is Rafaela Silva, and I am so excited that you are joining me this week. If this is your first time here, well, welcome. If you are listening through Spotify, make sure that you hit the following button and also the little bell so that you can get notifications when I post a new episode. And for those of you that are listening through Apple and any other platforms, make sure that you use their notification system as well. Well, let's get right into it. Today, I want to talk about something that I have struggled with for many, many years. I just didn't know what it was for many, many years. But of course, through expansion and learning and self-work, I've begun to understand a little bit more about who I am, my body, and just things. And so as I've learned new things, the thing that I want to do, that I love to do, is share with you guys. So today I want to talk about dorsal state. Now, for those of you that might not know what that is, dorsal state is when your body has gone through a traumatic experience and it disassociates, right? So what that looks like, it's you laying in a bed and it's even hard to stretch your legs. Like, stretching your legs feels like such a task. You don't want to do anything. You want to eat. You don't want to drink. Sometimes your hands might even tighten up. I know for me, I've found that I would tighten up my hands like a fist. I grind my teeth. And the reason why the body is doing that, it's preserving itself. It's a survival mechanism that you learned as children, especially if you grew up around places where there was a lot of danger or things that were happening constantly. So you've learned to, your body says you need to preserve energy. So it's a mechanism that the body goes into because it thinks it needs to survive. So, but over the years, I have learned ways and techniques to help me bring my body back into movement. And now, of course, I didn't always start knowing this. So at times I used to say to myself, girl, snap out of it. just go running. Just go dancing, right? Because I'm a dancer. And what I learned the hard way, because I didn't know, is that when you are in that state and you try to move your body too fast or try to do the things that you would normally do, like yoga or, you know, whatever it is, you can put your body back into even a deeper, but you can prolong that state, right? So your body, because you just want to try to spend all this energy, body says, nope, we're not ready to do any of that yet. So one of the things that I've learned, is to become self-aware, to bring your awareness to your body. That is the first thing that you want to start doing when you find yourself in that state. So what does that look like? So bringing your awareness into your body is simply like, let's say if you're laying down, for example, begin to wiggle your toes. I think to me is one of the easiest way to bring this self-awareness, especially when your brain is going like a hamster wheel, because most of the time in that dorsal state, that's what's happening in our brains. So you want to start wiggling your toes and then As you begin to do that, begins to start focusing on other parts of your body. So you can start moving up by thinking about your calves, and then start putting the focus on your knees, your thighs, your hips, you know, all the way through your body. You start wiggling your fingers all the way up to your head. And then what happens when you do that is that focus, whatever it is that you were thinking about, or the hamster wheel was going on and on and on and on, it shuts down and you bring your body back into that awareness. So that's the first thing that you want to do, at least to become self-aware. The second thing that you want to do is, like, next when you get up to try to go to the bathroom, try to throw some cold water in your face. And what that does, it helps reset your vagus nerve. Or you can fill up the sink with water, cold water, and just immerse your hands on there. If you are brave enough, you can take a bucket of water, put some ice, and just put your hands. You don't have to put your face, but just put your hands in there for a little bit. And that also kind of gives a little shock treatment, but it helps reset your vagus nerve. The third thing that I would say to do is begin to bring your awareness to your breath. Now, you don't have to do any breath work or hold your breath. It's just bring your awareness to your breathing. Maybe for 5 minutes or so, maybe less. Just try to bring the awareness to that. Now, you don't have to do these things all at once. These are just tools that you can use to try to bring your body back into that awareness, to bring your body, be aware of your body again. So you want to reconnect first to your body before you established any sort of movement. When you feel that you have gotten a bit of energy, I don't know, 5-10% of energy back, try to go out in nature. Try to put your feet in the grass if you're able to. If you're near water, go by a body of water. But try to go into that space to get some energy from Mother Earth. And just sit there for a minute. Sit there for a while. You don't have to think about anything. You don't have to do any prayer unless you want to, you know. But just allow your body to receive the energy that the earth has for us to give to us. So these are some ways to slowly begin to move your body a little bit. And of course, as you begin to get more energy, maybe we'll take a little, a nice walk, slow. You don't have to go too far. It doesn't have to be, anything that's hard. So you might want to do that. Now, I also wanted to share about, you know, when you are in a state, I know a lot of us have a life. We have jobs, businesses, families. And, you know, are there things that we can do that we are able to do while in a state? What I've found for me, is what I like to say is do the next indicative thing. So what does that mean, right? It means that, let's say I have 5% energy. Maybe I'll wash a glass. or maybe I will do, and I've done this in the past, right? Where I went to wash the dishes and I washed 3 glasses and then I went to sit down. And then when I felt that energy, a little bit more energy, I got up and went to do a little bit more. And dishes that would have taken me, I don't know, 15 minutes or so to do, it took me like 3 hours because I kept stopping because I was listening to my body. I was self-aware of my body and I said, I need to go sit down. And I'll go sit down. And so I would take that approach to whatever it is that you were doing, whatever your priority is, if it is your household, if it is your business, if you are running your own business. I would say, you know, if you're writing a project, do a little bit of writing, then go lay down a little bit and then just come back. Do things a little at a time, because at least you're not completely not doing anything. And things are still progressing as you're taking care of yourself and taking care of your body and nourishing yourself back into a state where you're able to do more. So I wanted to share that with you guys, these small tips, because I know that, you know, we want life to be, to go on. And of course, as always, take care of yourself, be kind to yourself, and whatever means or ways that you might want to get help to see what's going on and why did you go into the state. I'm big about healing, looking at what's happening, looking at what's going on. But I recommend doing it when you start feeling better, when you have a little bit more energy. Tackle that traumatic experience so that you can release out of your body and also out of your mind. So let me know if you take that on and how that worked out for you. You can find me on Instagram at I am, and that's letter I, letter M, Rafaela Silva. You can shoot me a DM and let me know that you listen to this podcast and you say, hey, Rafaela did it, and this is what I got out of it. You can also find me on Patreon at A New Life School. We have a community where we share different things, different tips, audios, coach, just different things. So you can find me there as well. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for joining me. And I pray that you have a blessed weekend. See you next time. Hey, you guys. Don't forget to check out RafaelaSilva.com, where you're going to find healing tools, coaching sessions, and of course, resources to uncover your purpose and help you see what's possible. See you on the inside.